This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Moody's Dental. Don't let the coronavirus self-quarantine keep you in dental pain. They're open and ready to get you out of pain. Call 305-821-0231 or visit moodysdental.com.
Wimbledon organizers will now announce tomorrow that the 2020 tournament will be canceled. The All England Lawn Tennis Club officials had said the tournament scheduled to begin June 29th would not be played behind closed doors, and postponement was not without significant risk and difficulty. Wimbledon has stated that they will have a board meeting next Wednesday, which is tomorrow, and they will make the final decision there. Hordorf told Sky Sports Germany, "I'm also involved in the bodies of the ATP and WTA. The necessary decisions have already been made there, and Wimbledon will decide to cancel next week. There is no doubt about it. This is necessary in the current situation. It is completely unrealistic to imagine that with the travel restrictions that we currently have, an international tennis tournament where hundreds of thousands of people from all over the world would travel. That is unthinkable. The club did not respond to a request for comment. The postponement of the Tokyo Olympics opened up a two-week window in the tennis calendar in July and August, but it's less likely that it will be feasible for Wimbledon, which has only two covered courts and cannot be held past late summer. French Open organizers stunned the tennis world by unilaterally postponing the clay court Grand Slam event at Roland Garros from May until late September because of the pandemic. The French Tennis Federation came under heavy fire from tennis players around the world at the lack of communication as the new dates clashed with several other events already featuring on the calendar. The men's ATP Tour and WTA, which runs women's tournaments, require their players to participate at the four Grand Slam championships, but the new French Open dates are yet to feature on a calendar of either association." So it just continues on and on and on. But I never thought about this, that after the late summer, the grass, they can't grow it the same, so you can't do it. You're not going to move the event. "Oh, this year we're going to play at Wimbledon on a hard court." No, dude, no. It's the grass tournament. It's got to be held there. But think about this. Now the time of the year is affecting the court itself. The pandemic is, again, which is common sense.
That's what makes Wimbledon Wimbledon. You're on grass. It's the only, it's like the French. It's on clay. You have to.
Yeah, and you're bringing in everybody from all over the world. So, again, the pandemic is all over the world. And you got people coming together. You're just opening yourself up, and we're fresh on this thing. We're not going to be able to get back to normal life, like everybody attending and all, when we know that this thing is completely controlled. That's what we have to do. Because as you saw yesterday, the number climbed over 500 that died in America yesterday, which took the number to 3,000. So you're talking about 17% of the total deaths happened yesterday. Why? Because we're on the ascending now, and we're probably going to have a boatload. I haven't looked at how many deaths are going on right now and where we're at, but I'm sure that that number is climbing drastically at this point in time. In fact, it was at 3,000. Now it says 3,376. So we already have 376 at noon. So that number probably will get higher than 500 again today. So that means all those, that's how this thing starts to grow and grow and grow. So we got to stop this. And to see that Wimbledon is going to be, again, it's not, we shouldn't be shocked because everything is being canceled now. But I got to say that that's one of those events that is like one of the all-time marquee events in all of pro sports. Like you talk about the Super Bowl, and then there's the World Series, and the NBA Finals, and you have the Olympics, and Wimbledon.
The Indianapolis 500.
Indianapolis 500.
The Daytona 500.
Wimbledon is bigger than both of those.
Well, for the world.
That's what I'm saying.
The world, yes.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the world. I'm talking about the sporting events that people watch. Wimbledon is one of those events, man. It's one of those events. It's a world event, you know, and maybe even more than, you know, pro football. Maybe not the Super Bowl, because the Super Bowl is pretty big, but and probably not more than the NBA championship, but it's probably bigger than some of the playoff games. I mean, Wimbledon is enormous, man. And this is one of those things that's a tradition, not just for the All England club, but for the rest of us. I don't watch nearly as much tennis as I used to. I will admit that. Women's tennis I do watch more, because women's tennis is better than men's tennis overall. But I will say this, when Wimbledon does roll around, I find myself watching more tennis in that event than I do in all the other events all year long.
Really? Even more than the U.S. Open?
Yes, yes.
Because the U.S. Open's always got great drama, man.
I get it.
The night matches.
I get it, but Wimbledon is the one.
Wimbledon is Wimbledon, obviously. And yeah, it is the premier. It is the top.
It's just one of those, like, you know. It's like we don't watch horse racing.
I was just going
to
say.
We take the time to watch the Belmont, the Kentucky Derby, and the Preakness, right? Even if you're not a horse racing fan, you will watch those races. It's just one of those things. And Wimbledon is that event.
Most people stop and watch.
It's that event.
Yeah. Yep. No doubt.
It's that event, man. It's just, you know, and I never thought about this. Because a lot of these events they're able to at least delay them, and they're still going to play them. And now I didn't realize that as the late summer goes, and you know how the weather is over there, and I guess it gets too nasty that they won't be able to have the same.
Well,
kind
think
of-
about it. The last few years, the only reason they have the number of close stadiums that they do is because of the amount of rain that they've had.
Right.
You know, they've gotten smart like that.
But it must get really ugly and colder and all that they can't have nice grass.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And so that's – I never even thought about that. You know what I mean? So that's crazy that we're going to lose Wimbledon too. Wow. What a shame. That's such an awesome, awesome, awesome event. I love that event. It's one of my favorites. So Wimbledon being canceled, which just kind of drives you crazy that's going to be the case.